The Joint Commission on Public Ethics, or JCOPE, issued a report on its investigation into sexual harassment charges against Brooklyn Assemblyman Vito Lopez back in February. The report was also to address how Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver and his aides handled the matter. The Assembly Speaker admitted at the time that he had made a mistake when he initially agreed to keep secret monetary settlements against two alleged victims of sexual harassment. The settlements came to light after the Assembly went public with two more settlements against two other alleged Lopez victims. Speaker Silver spoke about the matter earlier this year.
It was a political mistake about whether things should have been public, notwithstanding. I have heard arguments both ways. When I said that, there are people who think there should be the right to have, on the part of victims, settlements that do not go public because it will damage the careers of those people that complain.
The public, though, has never seen the report. It was given to the State Legislative Ethics Commission, which, under a complex set of rules, is permitted to keep any report private for 45 days. Staten Island District Attorney Dan Donovan also requested that the report be held even longer while he conducts a criminal investigation. The Ethics Commission appears to be growing restless. On April 30th, they issued a cryptic statement saying the commission shall release the report in its entirety after an ongoing 90-day waiting period if the Legislative Ethics Commission does not release the report on its own by then. The New York Times reported several days later that the statement was in response to a letter sent by the Legislative Ethics Commission. It asked that part of the Lopez report, which dealt with the conduct of Speaker Silver's aides, be redacted. A spokesman for Silver denied any involvement in the request. Governor Cuomo, who championed the creation of the State Ethics Commission in 2011, refused to get involved when asked about it at a press conference.
It's not my place to comment.
But the governor, when questioned about the corruption scandals in general, says he doesn't think it's JCOPE's job to be a prosecutorial agency.
JCOPE was never designed to be the investigatory prosecutorial agency, right? JCOPE was not supposed to be doing the job of the U.S. attorneys or the district attorneys. That's not what JCOPE is all about.
However, when the Ethics Commission was formed in June 2011, the accompanying announcement said JCOPE would have jurisdiction to investigate potential violations of law by legislators and legislative employees and was to deliver its findings to the Legislative Ethics Commission. That same announcement also said that the report must be made public within strict timeframes. The 90-day deadline cited by the Ethics Commission occurs in mid-May. JCOPE has not yet confirmed a specific date for the release of the Lopez sex harassment scandal report. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.